Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, on Sunday, and it's November 5, year 2006. Call-in time is 800-313-9443. A brief overview of what we're talking about on stem cells and embryological stem cells as subjects. This is something that is not only involved in the Missouri politics, but also is involved in other states. There's some things in Pennsylvania and Florida. There's even a little touch of this in Colorado. But one of the things that a lot of scientists really agree to is that embryological stem cells can potentially be used to produce any other type of cell in the body. And this has tremendous implications, and of course we'll discuss about what people are trying very hard to keep from having life and other death discussions, particularly in the stem cell arena, making it more political and scientific. And there was a study done in Advanced Cell Technology Center in Worcester, Massachusetts, last year, and they used cells from a cloned cow embryo to grow a kidney-like organ. And when it was implanted in adult cows, the organs actually worked, and they weren't rejected by the animals. And that was the first breakthrough on that was around January of 2002. And healthy cells, a clone from a human being, could be used to grow new organs. And they won't be rejected by the person's immune system. And if you were to really have a patient that had a cloned intestine from, let's say, a pig, where the immunological cells had been grown from the advanced technology that exists today, take 4 years to grow those cells. Of course, that person would have colon cancer during that period of time. Let's say you were successful in that colon cell cancer in the intestine for the hog. Then you sacrifice the hog, take the cells, you work it through three steps in terms of in the surgery lab to grow that second cell from their own cell. And then you grow the tissue for the colon. And let's say you're successful with that, and then you have kept this patient alive with colon cancer on a clinical trial, and you place a new colon in there. Would you think that that was a good idea? And what would you think about the patient who had their life saved from colon cancer? Be an interesting question for you to ponder. And I'll come back on the break, and we'll discuss this. And the call in is 800-313-9443.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, get a box. 2, fill the box with unwanted new or used items. 3, send them to us. In just 3 easy steps, you can further the cause for freedom. How does it work? You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. You can help. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter and support the fight for freedom.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're discussing stem cell technology advances, and I wanted to give you the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and there is a very interesting concept that cells within the body, particularly stem cells are really coming from bone marrow, they're coming from spleen, they have the ability to transform themselves into other types of cells, and they can be used to replace failing organs or damaged tissue, but they're really fusing with other cells and to cause a different type of tissue. And you can use the word morphing, actually, that the kidney cell or heart cell can be replaced in the body. But what's happening is that the stem cells themselves have to be joined together. In other words, they have to be networked in such a way they don't degrade. This is one of the problems with stem cells, particularly for Parkinson's disease and other nerve cell changes. The example I gave you before the break was here you'd have a patient that would have one of these cloned intestines, and there are gene changes that could be occurring within that intestine that keep that colon cancer gene from re-triggering again. One of the questions that would be asked would be, how do you know you've got, you have all the cancer cells out of the body from this cloned intestine? And that gives us to the testing for what's called recombinant DNA. And these are machines that determine all kinds of recombined DNA or protein structures, which are tested outside the body. These companies are building their venture capital portfolio in such a way, like Affirmetrics is holds three patents on the development of these testing for gene triggers. And these are happening outside the body, so you know that if that gene trigger is in there, you're going to be able to pick it up before it happens in terms of another gene trigger. Carefully stated to you, when I say that there are triggers which are being brought forth, and I know the gene names, and we know the codes for the genes that are caused by the contaminated waters. We call it cancer epidemiology with disinfectant byproducts. In men, it's there's more bladder cancer from this pathway than there is for women. Women have more ovarian cancer and breast cancer from these various pathways that I'm alluding to. And this is the blind side that people think that they're going to try to avoid by taking pills. And genes not only help determine which drugs are going to work, but how they're going to work. Now, an embryological stem cell can be differentiated into different types of cells. And that's the point. That's the difference between all of this. Stem cell research would is really a development of what's called a regenerative therapy. And the idea of a special cell, which is known as an acronym is called somatic cell nuclear transfer, CSCNT. These are called therapeutic clonings, and what they are changing the patient's cell in a customized way. This is the future medicine, and these are the formations of what are called pseudoblastocytes, or immature cells. Of the beginning tissue of the body, and they generate normal embryological stem cells, and those cells are the ones that can be disease specific for humans. In other words, what we're talking about, like the example I gave you, was the intestine being replanted in that patient after it was specifically designed for that person's colon cancer. So the entire metabolic pathway for producing any kind of protein in any form of embryological neural system in the fetus is now going to be genetically changed to overcome that disease before it's even born. Now, that's one of the other goals. But to be clear, embryological stem cells are distinguished because they can produce other kinds of cells. They can produce other stem cells that morph into other cells. And then they can be isolated for tissue-specific stem cells for the patient. Now, if you look at this on the straightforward end of it, if you look at it politically, you're going to say, well, when does life begin? Well, you have already discarded the concept that there isn't any freedom to conduct the scientific inquiry to find it, which is why I am suggesting First Amendment change to be able to add the freedom to conduct scientific inquiry. Because the formation of the cell in these embryological cells are different, and they're separate in terms of the techniques that are going to be used to develop them. Now, when you look at this in terms of gene pool changes in the human body, which I've talked about from the beginning in our shows, it's turning out that our gene pool is being weakened by various challenges within the gene system of our cells. And what we have to do if we want to have reproductive technologies or the development for research for what we call the new AIDS that are starting to develop, the vaccines that are being made will eventually not be able to solve these problems. So we have to change the way the cells are signaled to get patient-specific stem cells for the therapy. And that is the future idea of science as we know it. We have little simple problems, which I'll allude to, which I mentioned a few minutes ago. We have to have fine ways to design ways to keep the stem cells together so that they can produce their particular enzymes and pathway peptides to signal growth that's going to be necessary for someone, let's say, for Parkinson's or other kind of disease systems. Now, this becomes incredibly important for breast cancer. The stem cells which bear the gene structures, which are called BRCA-1 and BRCA-2 for breast cancer, they've already started in the gene evolution to mutate, making them very difficult to isolate and for some research predispositions. But if they can be detected in an early onset of the breast cancer, then they would be able to turn this around as a disease therapy with the stem cell itself. So what the public doesn't realize is that the stem cells can be a diagnostic tool in Alzheimer's disease, breast cancer, as an example, and, of course, the various classes, cancers of the lower intestine. And so the cells themselves end up being diagnostic tools as well as therapies. So we have a very interesting situation here. Do we test for our present immunological system that we know about and keep the same protocols and take in the toxins that are making the gene changes, or do we use the stem cell research to develop tissue-derived stem cells to make many tissues in order to give a different gene signal for the disease that we have already predicted by these other technologies? So here is where the politicians want to interfere with this and say, well, we can't do that because we just don't know when anything begins. So on the other end of the break, we're going to go into how you test for all of those little items that you need to test for to find out when we can make the diagnosis of the sperm and the egg.
Wheeler Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Diseases that are gene triggered. There have been some focuses that there are certain genes that lie within the chromosome system that are close to other diseases. And it's very important to have a clarity as well about Parkinson's. Everyone's pushing on the idea of Parkinson's, but there are some other aspects that I want to clear the table with on this. I want to repeat carefully that the immunological stem cells can give rise to any type of a cell, and that's from blood to nerve to muscle. And that's the genius of nature. of figuring out the embryological stem cell sequence on their pathways. Because a lot of the organs for metabolic problems, which I've talked about even when I was explaining one of the innovations that I had filed with the patent office, and that was the idea that there are a lot of organs involved. It's not just one organ. The same thing for Parkinson's. This is a huge issue, particularly we want to pinpoint for America. We've got a lot of people that have Parkinson's. They also have what I call the scrape diseases of dementia, which is a very big problem for families. And but to clear this up, there's some points that just need to be covered here. There's a drug called levodopa. And that's a drug that's used in Parkinson's disease, and it's effective. And this is what's being found. It's just effective for about maybe 5 to 10 years. And there's a scientist over in Australia did some brilliant work. He found that certain dopamine-producing cells in the base of the brain and are responsible for the control of movement. But the five senses of memory and language and thought and intellect are missing in Parkinson's patients, and they're just not inactivated or dead as been thought, but are actually keyed from the pancreas and from, again, back from intestinal genes. And one in the cortex, and the cortex being our base of the brain, there's another thing at the base of what's called the hypothalamus. So now, if you can activate 80% of the nerve cells in the cortex that have disappeared in the first 10 years of Parkinson's, then you can activate the rest of the organs to produce a gene that will override the cells that have died out in the brain. It's a very interesting piece of work. It's a series of work. And there are seven major Japanese companies that are being formed just to cover this one area that I've been talking about. And the Chinese have built a small city outside of Shanghai just to have this market that I've just discussed on how these different parts of the body are being isolated out and using Parkinson's is just the tip of the iceberg. But stem cells can be used in the Parkinson's setup. There are various forms of tissue transplants that have been done in Parkinson's patients. But the embryological mouse stem cells studies have suggest that this model of changing the Parkinson's brain cells can happen in humans. And so we'll come back on the other end of the break and we'll discuss this investment potential, medical and legal and political potential.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker on November 5, year 2006, and we're discussing the very delicate situation of stem cell research and its potential, and then on the immunological system and the effective work that has actually been suppressed by the government. Really, I want to go back into mouse stem cell research that has already been put forth in a lot of other forms of human research in other countries until America catches up to the other countries. The stem cells are as these trends go, the stem cells from mice are unspecialized, and they're called master cells. They're harvested really from fetal tissue from mice, and they can develop into a variety of any specialized cell when they divide, and that's the genius of it. And mouse embryological stem cells and the procedure are transferred into the neurons and the brain cells that transmit the chemical messages. And this is the same thing that's done with humans on these studies done in Europe and China. And they're transplanted into the mouse, in this case, who has a Parkinson's-like disease, where they can these cells release dopamine. They form new nerve cell connections, and they reduce the systems of the disease. And these studies have been advanced in a tremendous way from the original discovery on June 20th, year 2002, in England. And since that time, there have been hundreds of companies that have been formed, and to expand on the use of stem cells and embryological stem cells for brain disorders. Most brain disorders and reproductive capacities are really triggered as I said earlier, by certain gene structures that are part of the body. And there are people in utility commissions in America that say verbatim in newspapers, they'll say, such as, let's see, a spokesman, Mr. Whittaker from the Public Utility Commission in San Francisco, California. We are clearly sympathetic and understanding, but health problems haven't happened anywhere else in the world. It would be interesting to have alternate forms of disinfecting water, Whittaker said. There is little interest in performing them because the vast majority of people do not react negatively to chloramine. This was published November 1st, year 2006, in the San Francisco Examiner, as an example. I'm just using that one as an example because there are many, many hundreds of others, other water districts in, well, there's actually 42 contaminated water districts that have all of the cancer-producing bromides and the rest of it that are drunk and even used in the bottled water system. One of the, if it didn't happen anywhere else in the world, I'm just going to give you a little taste of the kind of work and peer review work that was done by the United States government a long time ago. This study was done in 1998. Title of the peer review work, which I peer reviewed, is Trihalomethanes in Drinking Water and Spontaneous Abortion. That occurred in the Journal of Epidemiology. Another study, Health Risks to Fetuses and Infants and Children, Office in Science and Technology, the Office of Water, Department of Defense, November 19, 1998. Another study, Recommendations for Conducting Epidemiology Studies on Possible Reproductive and Developmental Effects of Exposure to Disinfected Water. That's in 1998, developed by the Environmental Protection Agency. What cells do you think they're talking about in that study? That's a 1,600-page study. It's about stem cells. It's about the change of cells that go to each organ of the human body. Another study, 1998, Health Risk Assessments, Characterization of the Drinking Water Disinfectant Byproduct from Chloramine, Office of Science and Technology. That was done in 1998. 815 pages. Analyzed every page. I've got 700 of these kinds of references, and all based upon the concept that you can have deans of medical schools come out to the public and say, percolate does not cause you a problem. It can be eliminated from the body in 8 days. You tell that to the follicular thyroid cancer patients that have died since I've seen them and heard about them when I first went out the door in this 3 years ago. So the folks that think they're against stem cells, they're killing themselves in the indirect way of not setting up the proper political avenue of being able to analyze this. They leave it to politicians who have no concept of what they're talking about and leave it to career people that are handpicked by the president of the United States, no matter what president's there, in these government offices. And run these big government agencies. One of the studies that was extraordinary to me was the draft drinking water health criteria for chlorine and hyperchlorous acid and hyperchloride ions. That was done by the EPA in 1994. 1998, Aero's research just knocked off. Wasn't done. They closed it off, told the states to go ahead and use chloramine, even though it caused leukemia in rats, research rats, and liver cancer. There's a study done in 1993, a review of evidence on reproductive and developmental effects of disinfection byproducts in drinking water, pure and clear, EPA study. 1993. Every port's been buried, taken out of circulation. The study of the total chloroforms, including fecal chloroform and E. coli, on the final rule, which was given on June 29, 1989, and that is the rule that went to the states. On the same day, a study by a professor, Savitz, in 1995, the study was drinking water and pregnancy outcomes in central North Carolina. Source amount and trihalomethane levels, and that was published in Environmental Health Perspectives. Those were the wives of the Marines in North Carolina that developed abortions from these experiments that were done with the water and still going on, the water that we're talking about. That's why I call this title of this show, Water of Mass Destruction. Now, when Saddam Hussein got his guilty plea yesterday, and then all those undeciphered and deciphered kinds of concepts, where do you think he got his ideas and Dr. Anthrax got her ideas to do what they did to contaminate for the next 1,000 years the water table of the whole Mideast? As they say on some of these shows, what's it going to take? They say it right on these political pundits. What is it going to take to cause a revolution in Congress? Well, I'm putting it to my listeners and the rest of it. Let me tell you, this is no game. This is no game. These people have done some very bad things. They let the shop go because they wanted a control mechanism. Every person in the EPA, the representative, said, oh, this hasn't happened anywhere. Well, how is a patient supposed to know what happened? They've got rashes. They've got other kinds of concepts of things. Like the patients that come in for what I call the fake Morgellons disease. Now it's being put forth that the little organism is called, was formed as a part of a silica bicarbonate, which is part of the organism that's been in there. In the organism. I was planning to do a whole show on that, and I will. But I'm booked up in guests for the next few weeks. People are fighting into the whole thing because they want to spill the beans on what's going on here. Now, the people out here in the world may not like what they're hearing right now, but you want to talk about water of mass destruction. The whole purpose when they went into this whole game in Iraq was to develop this. And everybody talks about Iraq. Who do you think furnished them the canisters for being able to do this through Iran? Sorry, but that's what happened. There's a study that's happened. It's called Bladder Cancer Drinking Water Source and Tap Water Consumption. A case-controlled study. This was done in 1987. The EPA denies they ever did it. That study lasted for 3 years, discovering how the bladder cancer and the sperms are changed in males in such a way to transfer the system. When the Gulf War was going on, and Dr. Amrish and the Dr. Anthrax knew by putting the electromagnetic field change with the chemicals within the water that would change those chemicals within the water, which would be part of the disease transmission. And that's how they wanted to get the insects and the plants changed. I could do a whole show on that, on the whole thing, and expose people that will not want their names mentioned. But that's not my intention. My intention is to say, you want to play in the sandbox of really understanding what kind of crossroads we're on here. This is election week. And what we're really talking about. And those people over there that are around the world, you can play to them. You can say, we've got to be politically correct, and we have to know what we have to know. Oh, they're not really out to harm. We want to be conciliatory to them. That's not what they want. They have riots around the world with the whole thing, and they say it out in the open. We'll kill you with your own food. We'll place poison food in your mouth and give you the water to drink to die. They even say that over in the Mideast. And the people who want to translate the Arabic to make sure that they're on the right path to understand what's really being said, wake up. Wake up and figure the whole thing. Figure the whole thing. You have to be able to know how to protect yourself in this, and we have to figure out ways on the solution basis to change the Constitution so that we really have a Constitution to protect us for scientific inquiry and to be able to have the people have a legal arm to input the decisions that are made by these bureaucracies and the people that are in the government that no longer can be protected by federal law because of diversity constitutional rules. Diversity meaning citizens of different states, citizen of one state and of the federal government, and how you put that cap on there to keep people from challenging these decisions. It's based on the diversity rules and the federal laws. We need to change that. So before this show's done, I'm going to give you a little guide for you to just keep in mind on how to test for your immune system so that you understand what kind of war you're in. And one of the whole thing is that you just keep in mind that you need to do a complete blood count. Make sure they do one. There's another point. It's called the quantitative immunoglobulin. These are whole points of immunoglobulins. These are antibodies in the blood to help detect the immunodeficiency. Now, a lot of insurance companies have eliminated quantitative immunoglobulins. They cost too much. But we have to change that, too. And I have a lot of suggestions in health law on how we can do that. The other point is a CD4 count. These are helper T cells, CD4 cells, which determine the whole course of any infection in your body. Those cells have to be tested in your blood when you draw it from your vein. Blood chemistries, of course, come in panels. You have CD412s, you have CD24s, you have, these are all kinds of SMA tests, they're called. And these are part of the blood chemistry. Your blood chemistry, I can do a whole show on just what you need to look for and what you ask for to be able to protect yourself. And, of course, a lot of hospitals today don't want to do your analysis. Costs too much. But I'm going to tell you something. There are ways around you. Get your own dipsticks from the drugstore and do your own urine analysis. There's a direction on that. But they need to do some detections on autoimmune disease, and that's where I'm helping inventing some tests for that. But that's something can be done. The urine should be cultured, but the hospitals and insurance companies don't want you to culture. But yet they'll scream and holler because you got salmonella and E. coli in your food, which has the potential to protect, you know, make you very sick. But no, that's protected by other laws that protect the growers, which is what that letter writer gave to me as one was an example of the letters I get. Smart audience. Allergy testing, you need to do that. Autoantibodies, these are the whole things. We've been sloughing off autoimmune disease for so long, we've become complacent for even testing. And then, of course, the regular blood cultures, they used to be done all the time, but now that's another thing the insurance companies don't want to pay for. We need to change the law on the blood culture, but the Chinese who own the instrumentation for blood culture and doing the thing, they don't want to change it because they want to have the market. And then, of course, the area that I feel strong about is called the complement activity. These are blood serum proteins that are in your body that determine inflammation. They're complements. They're called complement A, B, and C, and they are very critical to determine a genetic code that's happening in your body that is triggering all these things that I've been talking about that have been activated by the mass destruction inside your body, the mass destruction that's occurring within plants and animals, the mass destruction that's occurring in animal medicine, which I'll go into on another show, which is affecting us humans. And then, of course, the delayed hypersensitive skin test, which no one wants to do, because, well, that's just a dermatologist's nightmare. They just don't want to go to the trouble of doing it. But that's a very big thing to do for contact within the serum of your body. The other is called the Western blot. This is a protein test. The other one is called the red cell sedimentation rate. That test has been around a long time, and that will determine the immune system's response to infections in your heart. And, of course, the other is the stool examination and the sputum culture.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat-resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and if you want to send me an email, you may. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net, and my address for you to write and send hard copy of your interest is Dr. Wynn Parker, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030. I wanted to mention about another company that is getting into the world market of determining genders of babies early in pregnancy. This is Isis Innovation. And they're made all kinds of trade agreements on their treaties with Europe and Japan and Canada and Australia. And their intellectual property for determining baby early genders has other kinds of implications in terms of they are actually testing stem cell concepts within the gender gene system in early pregnancy. They're doing second trimester testing. They expect for each country at least 10 million births, and they're going to do testing on all of those potential humans that are going to be born. And the process of all of this, I want to share a reference that started me on all of this, because it has to do with the gender of babies in the early pregnancy. It was a study that was done. We got my attention on the evaluation of chemicals used in drinking water disinfection for production of chromosomal damage and sperm head abnormalities in mice. It was a study done in 1985, and by a very reputable scientist who went on to do other things. He went into doing links with breast cancer and chlorine, and he was the one who exposed that. He's no longer with us. He suddenly died. But his study I hang on to as one of the starting points. They pulled just about all his research, all his reputable. He was at the university, has university study. All of these references are supported by contracts and grants through the United States government over a period of years. But here was a study that clearly came on with the idea of chromosomal damage in sperm head abnormalities in mice, and this went on to humans. And I have the human studies before the government pulled them off. And they're shocking. They're shocking. And every one of them is related to exactly the studies that were done by Dr. Anthrax in Iraq. So this is what we're drinking now. We're drinking it now. People can talk all they want and say, we have the safest and cleanest and we have the thing. No, no, no. If you have a proposition, give me an example, Proposition 84 in California, they have a lead statement that 60% of the water we have in the rivers and streams are contaminated and we need to clean them up. Well, that proposition isn't about that. It's about nonprofits putting money into keeping their self-sufficiency. And that's the truth. Well, this has been a very enjoyable expose. And I have a lot more to say about it. We have a lot of guests lined up that'll talk about this, or original people who developed the science. And this is a nice little copywritten deal, and we're holding the thing, but I want you folks to stay healthy and understand and keep your look at what you're seeing when you are doing the political voting. Remember, it's not just the Democrat and Republican situation. Vote for the person. Vote for America. Vote America. And keep your head straight as in terms of what we're really dealing with and who the real enemy is. Thank you for listening, and God bless RPN.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, we see. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat, while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around. And we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found. We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.